What up, though?
What it do?
Man, Jeff. Jeff already slide with it, bro. Man, y'all already know what it is, man. I'm MNG, my co-host Jeff No Chaser. You know what we call him, Jeff No Chaser, because he just don't give a damn.
Nope.
And then we got D here. We brought him back to the show. Third time's a charm, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Let's get it. That's about as much as he gonna say. That's about as much as he gonna say. So, man, I hope y'all ready for the draft, man. NFL draft about to be downtown, D-town, baby.
A place that I won't be.
I'll be in the middle of it. I like that type of shit.
Did you register?
Hell no.
Man, how come I put in the group chat to ask y'all where y'all going and nobody said nothing?
I'm gonna be just driving around. I'm not gonna be in there. I don't want to be in there. That's too much.
Just be driving around
downtown. You know how off the hook downtown go be.
It's gonna be off the
all
hook.
The it bars is. Gonna be slapping.
It's gonna be off the hook.
Yeah, I'm be right in the midst of it.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into this show. Look, hey, we got a QR code up, man. Our man Tory Great has dropped a new single called Scrap. Man, go ahead, hit that QR code. We also gonna play the song at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned in for that. But we about to go ahead and get into this red flag law. You know, we're talking about these gun owners, and Michigan got a new red flag law, and it's a little extreme in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, and I understand they're trying to protect kids, but at the same time, man, we got to go over some stats just to kind of verify, like, why we got this red flag law, and why is it so kind of, it's kind of strenuous on us.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I ain't even going to lie. When I was looking at it the first time, I was like, oh, okay, you know, red flag law, whatever. Then I started doing a research for the show, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I start getting nervous.
you go down a rabbit hole, you find shit you don't want to see.
I start getting nervous. So, Jeff No Chaser, you know I got stats.
There's some bullshit stats. There's some bullshit stats.
I mean, that's what I heard. I heard your stats.
What'd you hear about my stats?
I heard from somebody that your stats is what? What you say, Jeff?
Bullshit.
There you go.
My stats fly.
You're right. They fly right the fuck away.
Okay, let's get into these stats. So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Let's get it.
So we already know the acronym ERPO. You know, it's Extreme Risk Protection Order. It is a court order that prevents a person from purchasing or possessing guns and requires the person to surrender any guns they already own or possess. The law allows law enforcement, families, household members, and healthcare providers to file an ERPO petition against you.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can see why I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. Anybody can report on anybody that they believe is either a danger to themselves or a danger to other people that have weapons.
That ain't good at all.
Okay, so let's continue. I got some stuff here. Let's continue. So I did some more research. I wanted to kind of see some things, right? As of February 15, 2024, according to ABC News, 4,904 people have died from gun violence in the U.S. this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which is an average of about 108 deaths each day. 3,351 people have been injured. Of those that have died, 147 were teens and 31 were children.
Mm.
Okay. In regards to mass shootings, look, I'm gonna bring all this around.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to mass shootings, 49 have been recorded in 2024 as defined by Gun Violence Archive as an incident in which four or more victims are shot or killed.
Mm.
Okay. So clearly it ain't difficult to hit four people.
It ain't bullshit. That's crazy.
Because some people got a hard time hitting the target. but you can hit four people.
But
all right.
I guess they heard if it's 30 people standing
it's
there.
It's standing right in front of you, especially right. Using an assault weapon.
Right.
So, all right. According to CNN, school shootings have increased significantly in recent years with 2021, 2022, and 2023 all setting records since 2008.
Mm.
And in 2023, there were at least 82 incidents. And in 2022, with one of the deadliest years with 46 fatalities.
That's sad, bro.
Now, in relation to that.
That's in schools.
That's school shootings. Now, if you think about it, those are pandemic years. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to point that out. Those are pandemic years. Keep that in your mind. All right. So gun safety training can reduce gun violence in high risk communities.
I don't think so, but okay.
But let's look at the neighborhood characteristics of high risk communities. Poverty, segregation, disinvestment, discrimination, lack of economic opportunities, under-resourced public services.
Why didn't you just say the hood?
Because I wanted to use the classifications that they use.
I mean,
let me finish. A study published in Preventative Medicine recommends gun safety and storage training to reduce shootings. Okay. Mm. Now, according to the CDC, firearm violence rates are the highest amongst teens, young adults ages 15 to 34, and among Black, American Indian, and or Alaska Native, and Hispanic populations. Okay. Mm-hmm. One more stat for y'all.
I'm listening.
According to a map of gun deaths in the U.S., rural counties have a 37% higher rate of firearm deaths than urban counties.
You said what counties?
Rural counties. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me read that for you again.
No, you said the hood.
Yeah, read it again.
Read it again.
Do it and break it down. Break it down.
Okay. According to a map of gun deaths in the U.S., mm-hmm. rural counties have a 37% higher rate of firearm deaths than in urban counties. However, a study from Columbia University and Children's Hospital of Philadelphia found that firearm deaths are more likely in small towns than big cities. So, y'all already know my first question is, what do y'all think about those stats?
Okay, your stats ain't bullshit this time. Damn.
I might have to believe that.
I feel kind of bad.
It's there.
That's sad, man. That's sad as hell. That school shooting is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That mean kids dying left and right, bro. We ain't gonna have no future.
So follow-up question to that. Do you believe that because of the pandemic and the isolation that those kids had to suffer resulted in going back to school from having to deal with that trauma of a pandemic of being in a pandemic and going back into integrated society? You think that took a toll where they was like, you know what? I can't deal with the same pressures we had to go through mm-hmm. when we went through high school. They didn't have to deal with that when they was remote and virtual.
I don't think it's the pressure, bro. I just think I think it's the lack of care that the parents just leave their guns around. Hmm. I think it's the lack of care because my kids can't get to my gun, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My kids was never able to get to my guns. Mm-hmm. If my guns are not put up, they're on the table with me getting clean.
Okay.
They're all broke down and they're not chambered, nothing.
Now, let me add to this as well. You know, during the pandemic, that was the highest in gun sales in American history.
Yeah.
Because everybody was scared.
Yeah.
Everybody was scared.
They felt like, oh, if I go outside, something gonna happen. So I need to, you know, go ahead and get it. You know, I mean, you guys know where I work part-time. It was more women coming in. Mm-hmm. More women was coming in than guys.
Yeah.
I'm talking about trainings, classes, purchases.
Now that's the difference. Women was training and getting the knowledge. The guys was just walking in buying the guns, thinking I know about guns, I'm good. But so how is your kid getting a hold of this gun and killing themselves?
Yeah, I think gun safety.
I don't think gun safety will help, bro.
Why not? Because they're stupid, bro.
Not necessarily.
Nigga, you learn education in school. Evidently, the motherfuckers didn't get all the education they needed in school. If you a hood person or if you've been around the hood and you had to carry a gun, you know two things.
Right.
Not to aim it at yourself and only pull the trigger when you have to. Right.
Well, the second part they don't know, or when you
feel like you in threat. I'll say that.
Okay, when you feel like you in threat.
So you know when you got a kid, not to be land. What, bro? Okay, prime example.
Okay, prime example.
If I'm cooking dinner,
right?
People don't let their kids in their kitchen if they got the fire on, right?
True.
So why the fuck would you set fire on the table?
Yeah, that's a valid statement. I mean, you got a point. When you cooking, you tell your kid, don't touch the stove because it's hot.
Exactly.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know it's hot because you exhibited it being hot. If you ain't never been shot.
Why do I have to be shot? I don't have
because you had to exhibit what the hell it is.
But you ain't never touched the fire on the stove to figure out how hot it really is, have you?
But you can feel the heat.
That's a fact.
But you can feel the heat though.
I understand what you're saying, but by you being an adult, a grown man, you should not be 2 feet away from your gun.
Okay, but
if you in that much bullshit,
okay.
You should not be 2 feet away from your gun, which means you shouldn't be in your room while your gun laying on a dining room table.
I agree with you, but I'm saying that people have association with learning by example.
And I don't want to learn by burying my child.
I understand that, but that's how we're not talking about you, though. We're talking about the public, the masses.
You not understand.
Jeff, I am by no means disagreeing with you. But you already know how my perspective is. I gotta take myself out the picture and think about everybody else because their association with how a gun functions is not completely there because they don't have an education.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask you this. Okay, you give them the education, you give them the know-how, you give them the everything that they need. You give them everything they need,
right?
And they still won't use it, bro. You wanna know why? Because they think guns are toys. Oh, I like that mother look good. I'm gonna just sit right here for a minute. That mother pretty. And then they get to playing the game. Oh man, I'm gonna get something to drink. Hold on. And get up, go get something to drink. Mm-hmm. Guess what just happened? They baby just shot themselves.
Playing with the gun.
Because they seen daddy playing with the gun. Oh, it's pretty. I'm gonna just sit it right here. My kids didn't see my gun until they was about, Jeff is 12 now. He didn't see my gun until he was, I want to say 8, is when I really started showing him, hey, this is not a toy. Mm-hmm. This is not like the video game. You get shot with this, you're dead, you're gone forever. If I get shot with it, I'm not coming back.
That's right. The difference, though, between you and other people. Because like even me with my daughter, it's like, you know, I wasn't trying to necessarily hide it from her, mm-hmm. but, you know, kids, they come, they get up under your shirt. And mm-hmm. then she's like, Dad, what's that? So eventually, you know, I did start telling her what it was.
But it was on you.
Yeah, it was on me.
It wasn't on the table.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But you have to educate your kid. You can't keep it a secret.
No, you got to educate the adult that got the gun.
Well, if the adult is not educated, the adult needs to get educated.
And if he is educated and he's still just stupid, how do you fix that problem? You can't. You can't fix stupid.
You could go to all the classes that you want.
But then there are those type of situations where you have those people that just sign off on a certificate and send them on their way, and they don't get the training at all.
So, but guess what? You know, the people that sign off on those certificates, they could be held accountable for anything that happened if it was to come out that they really signed off and didn't have them do the actual class.
And guess what? That person, the kid got shot, is going to tell on them because he going to say, oh, man, I didn't know what I was doing. He just signed the paper and gave it to me so I can get a gun so I can protect my family. You're not protecting your family if you don't know how to be safe around your family with a gun.
I agree. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, you know, when I started teaching my son gun safety, you know, one of the first things, it was kind of funny because he was scared of the monsters in the closet. Mm-hmm. So I went in and I was like, you see this right here? It's for the monsters in the closet. You call me, I'm gonna get the monsters in the closet with this. Well, he was sleeping like a baby ever since. But I did teach him gun safety because, you know, some of my weapons that I have don't have safeties on them.
Right.
Right.
So you have to teach, if you got a weapon that doesn't have a safety on there, whether it has a safety or not, you definitely should be practicing gun safety. Facts. You know, and you should be teaching your kids. I mean, you got to think about it. there are other cultures that, you know, whether they go hunting or they whatever like that, mm-hmm. they, you know, especially in the rural areas, yeah. you know, they
he was waiting to say that. Hell yeah. The rural areas.
they teach their kids gun safety, you know, whether they go, you know, hunting for deer, hunting for whatever the case yeah. is. They teach their kids gun safety, especially with rifles at a young age, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't really need to register a rifle when you go and buy it. You know, with them hunting rifles.
Yeah.
Now you do.
Yeah, with the new Urban law, now you do.
Now you got to register everything.
But back then, you could buy a whole bunch of rifles and didn't have to go through.
6 months ago.
Yeah. and didn't have to go through the whole, you know.
You know what I heard that hurt me? Well, it didn't hurt me. I kind of was like, how? A guy put his gun in his woman purse. His mm-hmm. wife purse, girl right. purse, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know it was in there, or either
he didn't tell her
it was in there. And she went rumbling for some and pulled the trigger and shot her
13-year-old daughter. Yep, I seen that.
First of all,
how did you not know your purse was that heavy?
No, not even that. First of all,
I mean, women throw anything in their purse.
Prime example.
Look, I'm not gonna say that about
prime example. Why? If I got my gun on me, I'm not doing something to take my gun off me to give to my wife. I'm not going to do it because I know if I give it to her, she go throw it in her purse. I got a Glock. It has no safety.
No safety. Mm-hmm.
She go in there to get some makeup or grab her phone and pull that trigger back.
Right.
Or 5 pounds.
5 pounds. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much.
But, so my thing is by the man being a man of the house or the mm-hmm. household, and he should know better to put something in a woman's purse. If I got my gun on me, it's staying on me. It's not going nowhere.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Promise, man.
I feel you. I'm not passing my weapon out to anybody. I ain't, no lie. I'm not passing. Because here's the thing. Even before the ERPO law, you couldn't pass your firearm off to anybody else that was going to use it, whether it's for protection or not,
right?
Because they're going to get charged. Exactly. Because they're not licensed to use it.
Not only they getting charged, you getting charged too.
So I had a friend. We still haven't talked to him in a while. But this was like years ago. He had bought a High Point. I don't know why. But
he was trying to cook eggs on it.
if you don't know what a High Point is, let's just say it's the bottom of the barrel type of gun.
It's the one gun you see when you first walk in the gun range.
Nobody wants. It costs 5 cents and it comes with about 500 bullets.
Hey, they've been $100 for 20 years.
Bro, it's an extremely ugly gun.
Please don't get that gun.
But when we're talking, you're like, I bought a High Point. I was like, why would you even don't ever? I was like, okay, whatever. But he bought it and he's like, well, I'm using it for home protection. I told him, well, I need you to reconsider that. Like, a shotgun is good for home protection.
Mm-hmm.
A firearm, because your wife is not licensed, if she used that gun, whether it's self-defense or not, she could be charged mm-hmm. for using that firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be really mindful of that. I said a shotgun would be a little bit more acceptable in a house because mm-hmm. people understand, like, shotguns, she can use, anybody in the house can use a shotgun.
Yeah, yep. You don't have to register, though.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the firearm, like the handguns, no, ain't nobody pulling that trigger but me.
don't grab that. What you doing?
Like,
it's five people. Hey, wait a minute, slow down. Put that one down. Grab the shot.
Grab the shot. Put holes in the wall. Like,
yeah. My thing is this, man. It's to me, it's so sad to hear them numbers for the school, bro, which means it's extra easy. I know it was easy back in our day to get a gun on the street.
Yeah.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But now it's extra easy to get an assault rifle anywhere to take to school just because some kids picked on you, talked about your shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it before. I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
We created some weak ass kids.
Mm.
Reason being, they could never withstand the shit we did or went through.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The pandemic, I think a lot of kids took their life in the pandemic.
They did.
Depression. Because they could not sit home and do nothing. They had to do something.
Mm-hmm. Isolation
killed them. Mm-hmm. And then when someone finally got back out there, they couldn't handle that pressure of being back out there because they wanted to get out there so bad. Now they out there and it ain't the same no more.
Nope.
So now they going back to the house and killing themselves, man.
Yeah.
That's sad, bro. That right there tell you our future. A lot of our future is dead already.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah, bro. Them numbers say it, bro.
I mean, you heard about the it was shootings at colleges too.
That's
future right there.
Yeah, that's our future right there.
But as far as those younger kids, they had a whole life ahead of them. You know what I'm saying? And that all comes from, I say, the parent. Really, it's the facts. Parent. Because if those firearms are locked up safely. Mm-hmm. In a safe.
And the kids don't know the code.
And they don't know the code.
Or how to keep.
They can't get it.
Facts.
But maybe, like how you were saying, in those rural areas, you know, where they were growing up hunting and, you know, used to going to the range, they probably knew dad's code. Because they like, you know, hey, we about to pack up. Go get the long gun out the safe. Maybe that's how they know the code. They just didn't lock it up.
I agree with you on that. But at the same time, I don't think the kids should know the code.
They shouldn't.
If you about to go hunting, I think you should grab all the firearms.
Exactly.
And load them up.
Because look, perfect example. Mm-hmm. One day, I had pulled my rifle case out.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she's sitting right there. I didn't think she was paying attention. I put the little code in. Think it's only like 3 digits. So I put it back on. She unlocked it. I said, oh no, I'm changing this code. Because like, you know, even though I know it's no ammo in it, it's not loaded or nothing, you know, because my rifle is not in a like a stand-up safe that's easy for me to get to for like a home defense situation. So it's like, you know, it's in the case, it's locked up. But I'm like, still, you're not about to be undoing this code.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So my suggestion with that is that when you're putting your code in, she needs to be out of the room.
Yep, and that's what I told her. Because, you know, I had to change the battery on a red dot the other day because it died.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I pull it
out.
How
often do you use that red dot?
I think it was the battery. Because the battery should last for like 50,000 hours. It didn't. Anyway, I pulled it out to change the battery.
Trying to get a stand-up safe, bro.
I told her, I said, go.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Because you're not about to learn the code like the last time because you're not about to get in here.
Mm-hmm. Now, two boys, my oldest and my youngest, know how to load my guns. The reason why I taught them how to load my guns is because I used to work second shift.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is at home by herself.
Right.
And it was drilled in their head. If your mama can't get to it, you get it, load it, and get it to her by any means necessary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If she's calling for it where till she can get it, you load it and you give it to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But as far as I never leave my guns out, bro. When I do, they're in the room with me. Right. Or they're on my hip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, I don't understand how people say, hey, I'm going to leave my heater right here on the table. Kids ain't going to fuck with it. They know it's a gun.
People don't think like that.
Nope.
But then you got the kids that's watching John Wick at the age of 5 and playing Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But like I tell a lot of people, I said, you know, because a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, I want a gun with a safety. And I'm like, why do you necessarily need a safety on the gun?
Well, when it get cracking, boy, you're going to have to think about turning that safety off.
And that's what I tell people. I said, really, your number one safety is your finger. You are your safety. I tell them, I said, if you buy one of these little box safes to put it in, that's your safety outside of you grabbing it.
So I'm going to tell y'all when I was most nervous, it just came back to me. So during the pandemic, my son had just went into high school. And after like ninth grade, you know, they were still doing it like the little pandemic thing in 10th grade and everything with virtual. And that's when it started coming out that all the kids, you know, the kids were committing suicide and killing themselves. Mm-hmm. And as a father, you know, and a gun owner, it was like, okay, well, I know my stuff is locked up. I know he doesn't know the password. Mm-hmm. But it was just in the back of my mind, like, man, if he depressed, I need to have this conversation with him.
Yeah.
Like, you need to sit down and you know, every week I'm like, you good? You okay? Mm-hmm. You talk about anything? You feeling depressed? Like, let's have these conversations. Because, and I think that's kind of where we go, where some people go wrong at as parents is they don't have a conversation, and they kind of just think that things is okay because they say it's okay. Mm-hmm. But then leave their guns out on the table, mm-hmm. leave them in a drawer. Like, they may see the article and think, you know what? Not my kid. My baby not gonna do that. And then mm-hmm. you know your kid, you come home and your kid, you know, for lack of better terms, brain is splattered all over the wall, mm-hmm. and you sitting there looking like, well, dang, like, yeah. I didn't think my kid would do it.
I don't put nothing past kids. Kids are dumb. I mean, not dumb. They
curious.
They're curious. We use that word. Yeah. They're curious.
But that's the thing, though.
kids are curiously stupid. just put the two together. But curiously stupid.
But that's the thing, though. I tell everybody, don't make the kid get curious. Like, if you come home from work, Jeff, and you looking over like this while you put it in between your jeans, mm-hmm. guess what? Your kid gonna be like, dang, what did my dad just put up in the closet between them jeans? Mm-hmm. It's just like a parent hiding the toys for Christmas.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna
be like, dang, what was put in the closet? And if you don't got it locked up, and you're not teaching your kid this is what it is.
All right, so let me ask y'all this, man. Yeah, I mean, y'all went in on question one.
Oh, that was only question one.
That was only one. Damn. All right, let's get it.
All right. Amanda has some follow-up questions, but it's still question one. All right, so here's the next question. Rural counties have a higher firearm deaths than urban counties. What does this say about how they administer gun laws?
I mean, shit. What you mean? It's always going to be like that. It's the hood. The hood got to protect itself from the hood.
Right, but if they're administering gun laws primarily, well, so, okay, so
gun is legal.
Hold on. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is that the law is not, let's be honest, the laws haven't been created to stop illegal guns from moving. It's more so to stop legal guns from moving to particular individuals that may have, you know, criminal cases in their background, mental health issues and stuff like that. They're not creating laws to stop the movement of illegal guns. Just like, if I sold you a gun, mm-hmm. right, regardless of what's in your background, if I sold you a gun, what stops you from going to register that gun and say that it's yours now that I sold it to you? The police ain't about to do a background check. They're going to take that slip and they're gonna file it, right? Yeah, yeah. So the new red flag law doesn't stop that consumer-to-consumer sale.
Yeah.
You know, well, it puts a restriction. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was about to say, now they are. That license to purchase, that's stopping that brother-to-brother.
Well, not really, because if I buy it and I didn't have it for a couple of years and now I'm trying to get rid of it, and you come along and be like, yeah, I buy it from you, I'm not checking you see if you got a license to buy. Because
then it's on you.
How is that on me?
Yeah, explain that.
I'm not a corporate store. I'm not
because,
a store.
Because it was yours.
Right.
So if it's my gun, uh-huh. I sell it to you. Uh-huh. And you just go and
do whatever.
That gun's still registered under my name.
So now you're telling me now, once I buy a gun, the gun is mine then. It's me. It's all mine. I can't come and resell it. I have to go to the store and resell it to the store.
So now I don't know about all places, but they gotta do I believe if it's a person to person, you gotta come into a store with that license to purchase.
Oh, damn.
Nah, I ain't read about that.
Well, that's
don't quote me 100%. I'm gonna ask tomorrow. I think if it's a person to person, you gotta come in with a license to purchase.
Because when I was doing the reading, it did say that if you sold a gun to somebody knowing that they had like a domestic violence case or mental mm-hmm. issues, then you could be charged.
Right.
But it didn't really say anything about whether or not you had to go to a store in order to be able to sell it.
My thing is I think me personally, the gun laws were made for us not to have guns for real, for real.
Who is us?
When I say us, I say black. I mean black people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were made for. Now, through the years.
Now, not to cut you off, it just made me think, because you remember when they had the whole war on drugs.
Yep.
Are you trying to put that in the same vein?
I mean, it totally is.
Okay.
I mean,
look at it. Go ahead and cook. I'm gonna let you cook.
Because if you want to be 100, what's it next to drugs when you in a household? The heater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They come hand in hand, like for real. So I think over the years, it kind of they didn't let up. They got stricter with the buy rules. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be almost clean for everything.
So basically what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, and this is my interpretation, is that because African-Americans have some type of criminal background, not all of them, mm-hmm. but some type of criminal background, mm-hmm. because we know that if in the inner city there is a lot of violence mm-hmm. and everything, and some false accusations going on, domestic violence, mm-hmm. assault and everything like that. So anything that constitutes some level of violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at, if we take that number and we say, okay, well, we know that blacks in the inner city have the highest number of domestic violence cases, assault cases and yep. everything. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and say, hey, if you got this in your background, and we know that, you know, black people have mental issues and everything like mm-hmm. that. So we know if you've been to a mental institution or anything that's in your background. Oh, so we can cut out, let's just say a population right of 500,000 people. We can cut out a population of 125,000 people
mm-hmm.
that may fall under this umbrella.
Yep.
And then with the possibility of anybody, and when I say anybody, I even include neighbors. If anybody has the opportunity to report you to say mm-hmm. that, hey, you got little kids in the house and you're not storing your weapons properly, then police are just coming and just taking everything, taking all of them.
Now that opened up the door for a whole nother piece of shit, for real. Because if you look at it, okay, let's say my neighbor called and was like, hey, he ain't storing his guns. Okay, they walk in and they like, hey, man, we need all your guns. And I open my safe and it's, let's say, $20,000 stacked in there. Why you got $20,000 of cash here? What's up with that? Don't worry about that. Just grab my guns and go ahead and take my guns. Now,
they're going to think something else.
They're going to think something else. Now, they're going to think I'm a drug dealer.
Right.
So now, every time I pull out, I got a car on my ass that's pulling me over. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, we pulled you over because you made this wrong turn. Nah, I feel you fucking with me. What am I going to do? I'm going to do what you calling me, an angry black man. I'm going to get angry. Why y'all keep pulling me over? Now I'm getting a gesturing. Now they pulling their guns now because they know I already had guns. They don't know if I got them still. They don't know I wouldn't have got another one. They thinking, oh, he probably wouldn't have bought another one.
They going to block that.
They going to block that. You're not going to be able to get another one.
You still get a gun off the street. It's easy to get a gun. It's not hard. Do you see them numbers? You can tell it's not hard to get a gun.
Shit. Now you want to use my stats.
You want to use stats.
Now you want to use my stats.
These are the only stats that ain't been bullshit. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because it's lives that's been taken because of this bullshit.
That is, you know, true. That's a fact.
So that opened up a whole nother. I think that's just another whole nother witch hunt on black men, period. Black people, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if my white neighbor don't, forgive me, it's always a racial thing. I'm sorry. If my Hispanic white neighbor don't like me and they go tell the police.
Hold on, wait. I'm sorry. Is it Hispanic and white, or is it like?
No, I'm just saying
Hispanic or white.
Yeah,
Hispanic. I think he was covering both sides of his house.
Yeah. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
You know, Jeff got somebody over here, over there,
I just got to find clarity in this stuff.
I mean, Indians, whatever, Chaldeans, whatever. Let's say they say, hey, he not doing this right, and they come in my house, bro. That's opening up a whole nother Pandora's box. You know what I'm saying? Let's say one day they come and my house not clean. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been ripping and running to work, doing this, doing that. But
then they're going to think you're a neglectful parent.
Yeah. Now they got CPS at my door.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeff done thought about everything for this situation if his guns get took.
Bro, but it's not even guns getting took. It's like even the example. Police. It's like the police being in your fucking house, bro. That's why are you in my house? You don't need to be in my house. I think that's opening up a whole nother door for a bunch of bullshit.
So now my follow-up question is, do you think that this law is infringing on the Second Amendment?
Man, go ahead, D. You got this one. Ain't no Second Amendment.
Do you believe the red flag laws infringe on the Second Amendment?
They going 1-3.
You said what?
They going 1-3. That's new counting way. 1-3.
It said 1-3.
Who, me or him? Parks. Go ahead, explain your question, man.
What's the red flag law?
That's what we're talking about, the ERPO. The extreme risk protection order. Mm-hmm. For people that hear the additional voice, that's our producer that's talking to us.
And what,
the Second Amendment?
They go take it out now. It ain't no Second Amendment no more.
So the Second Amendment, it gives Americans the right to bear arms. So it gives you the right, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It gives you the right to be able to carry a weapon. The thing is that is constitutional. The problem is that state can create their own subsidiary laws when it comes to restricting how you can use and
protect yourself
mm-hmm. in other ways where you can showcase them at, how you showcase them
in other ways. This is another way of them trying to take our guns out of our household,
because remember when they wanted people to get their guns up voluntarily. The buyback, it wasn't a lot of money
because they weren't giving you nothing. You about to sell a whole 509 tech pack and they give you $150.
They give you $24. You can't even buy groceries with $150, man.
You can't. My thing is, I'm like, I don't know, 50-50 with it. Only because it will get certain people in the mindset to say, I need to be responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to
will
be
it,
responsible.
Will it, bro? Because they already stupid.
Curiously stupid.
Hate talking about the people that's already.
I mean, that's them. The only people that can buy guns, they already grown. If you're already grown and you don't know how to take care of a gun around a kid, you're stupid. Point blank.
But I really believe that, and this is just me. I really believe that people just need to be more educated on gun safety.
But okay, that's what I was thinking too. Because here's the thing, like you're saying, they're already stupid. Because guess what? Their uncles, their dads probably never taught them. You know what I'm saying? So their dads and their uncles or whatever was hiding them from them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they was reckless around them. They just come home and like, all right, kick their feet up on the table. Like, yeah, so what's going on today? And just, you know, being reckless with it. So that's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
They only could be taught if they're taught.
But can you teach a person that don't really want to be taught anymore, or a person that's not really trying to listen? And if you can teach him, how long will he go that extra 3 steps before he just say, God damn, let me just sit it right here for a minute?
It's the mindset of the people. It's the mindset of the people.
So
we hit.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And I heard this from a friend that live in Texas. Is that in order to get a gun down there, like, you got to go through a psyche evaluation and a few hosts of other things.
I heard about that too in Texas.
A few hosts of other things before you can actually buy a gun.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what their gun rates are or whatever, so far as deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But if they got to go through all of that, just to protect themselves, especially since they got like the I think it's like the stand your ground law they had down there, and you got to go through a psychiatric evaluation before you even purchase a gun. Wouldn't that, and if they have the lowest death rates, wouldn't that kind of spark some of the other states to say, well, maybe we should go ahead and put this in place?
No. What the fuck kind of question is that?
What you mean?
Because it probably would have been happened. It would have happened by now.
You don't like the stats, but at the same time.
No, it's not that. I understand the stats. I understand what you said. But what you're saying is taking money out of their pockets. They're not doing that, bro.
What you mean taking money out of their pockets?
Because, okay, in order for, let's say that's like almost a 4-month process you're talking about.
Okay.
Instead of a 4-month process of me getting, let's say, $1 billion, I'm getting $1 billion every other day because guns are flying off the shelves. Ammo is flying off the shelf.
Okay.
But now you want to implement this? That's going to push all my money back 4 to 6 months?
I don't think it's going to be that long.
I mean, how long do they evaluate people that's in a psych ward?
Right. I mean, they got to figure
out. Hold on. First, I think y'all, you talking about psych ward?
No,
because you said the psych evaluation.
Evaluation.
Just, I mean, if you're going for a psych evaluation, it's probably going to be like a whole bunch of, ain't like you're going to go to 5 sessions.
No, but
you'll go to like one session and get asked questions, do an ink block test.
But you could be okay today and bad tomorrow.
No, that's a fact. But you said they gotta check everybody. They can't check everybody in one day. They can't just look in the computer and one page pull up. That's like
it depends on how many therapists is available.
Man, right now it's a lot of them out there.
Them therapists getting paid then if they gotta do
I'm
that.
In the wrong field.
No, anybody will come you wrong. But no, for real. But for real, it let's say this will take 2 months.
Okay.
They're not gonna wait 2 months, bro. This is why assault rifles have not been banned yet, or this is why there's not a restriction for how many kids you got in your house. Mm-hmm. You got that many kids, well, you have to have this on there at all times, or something. You have to have a stand-up safe, some type of something,
right?
For the kids not to get to it so quick.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm just throwing ideas out there, you know, from what I hear.
I mean, that was
a you ain't gonna shoot my idea down like that. I mean, though.
They go shoot it down. I'm like, what the boy, go get him.
Sleepy Joe ain't even gonna hear you say it.
Man, what? Stop playing, bro. All
right, so this goes back to my other question. Mm. I mean, this go back to my other statement. You know, does safety training need to be a little bit more thorough?
Yes.
Facts.
Yes.
So what do you think it need to be? Because right now it's an eight-hour process.
I think
you go for one day.
I think it need to be at least a week thing.
Should show them how to break the gun down too?
Show them how to break the gun down. Show them how to put it on herself. Show them how to
Well, the way you went, I thought you was reaching for something.
No. But I was about to say at what cost for that week though? Because if you look at it, a lot of places, they CPL classes 8 hours for like $100.
Right.
And then,
I mean, you want a gun. It's expensive. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be cheap.
I mean, like, if you really want to go through it.
I say 500.
Then go for it.
I say 500. I got my shit.
A lot of places. a lot of places, but they don't do it that way because, like, okay, where I'm at.
Mm.
You do the CPL class. Mm. They do go over the basics, you know, racking the slide, all of that little basic handgun kind of stuff. And then they talk about laws. They take you in the range. Boom, boom, boom. You hit the target. All right, you're good. But then guess what? They say, hey, anybody want to take a basic handgun class? You take a basic handgun class. You know, basic handgun class is 4 hours. That's $125. You could do a private lesson.
Don't nobody want to do that.
No, nobody, because they figure all they got to do is just aim, point, and shoot.
Yep.
It's not that simple.
Hell no, because if you miss, let's say a new person gets a gun and shit, you know what I'm saying? And they've been taught the basic shit. And let's say they get into some shit, they got to have to kill a person or shoot a person. And that person move, they're not being taught to shoot where the motherfucker is going to be at. They're not even being taught to shoot. They just showing basic shit. So if they just shooting and they hit three other people,
they held accountable
for that.
Cause you know what happens when a person's getting their first shooting altercation.
They nervous. I mean, you're gonna be nervous. Period.
You're closing your eyes shooting. Yeah. Like somebody had told me, it was like, well, I'll be able to shoot somebody. I'm like, no, it ain't that easy. Because in your mind, the idea is I'm about to take this person's life. That's why they always say, if you're gonna pull it, make sure you're gonna use it. Don't pull it and not use it. Cause you have to be mentally prepared for the consequences that's gonna come behind it.
And I'm gonna tell you this. Everybody think, oh, this gun ain't that loud. You got earmuffs on. Mm-hmm. When you first that fire,
that brings me to a memory. So my first time in the gun range, man, like I was jumping left and right. Cause you could feel the shock waves from the guns, like, and everybody, and then when they had them big guns, rifles,
the 308s.
Man, you can feel it in there. It's just bouncing off the walls, back and forth. So when you out in the world, and you get into those gun altercations,
and that first shot, it's gonna be loud.
And you can't. And here's the thing, you know, you think what you see in the movies and on TV, that stuff ain't real.
Hell no.
Like them hanging all over the car and shooting and stuff like that. Like, oh, I'm about to jump out shooting. Man, like. Like you gonna jump out and get hit with a bullet, like, cause you ain't gonna see it coming.
You gotta remember, if you went to an altercation, that means they're shooting back at you. Mm-hmm. You can't stick your head up and be like, oh yeah, I see him. It's a wrap right there. Good night. Especially if they're a good shot.
Yep.
Or if they got a Draco or an AK, man, all right, y'all want to.
All right, good night. Good night.
What I'm saying is,
but the train, like, go ahead, bro. My bad. The trainers got to be, well, I ain't gonna say they got to be available because they are.
Right. People got to want to train.
They are available. People just got to want to train. I mean, where I'm at, you can start them at 10, bringing them in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it's even, man, I got old ladies coming in there, you know, taking classes, bro. Like, yeah, I want to do a basic handgun or an intermediate, you know what I'm saying? Handgun. Mm-hmm. Or an advance, you know what I'm saying? It's available. People just got to be educated, and I maybe them the commercials that need to be on TV instead of the ones about Wendy's and.
I really think that's the big issue right there, is that people are not educating themselves on gun safety. Mm-hmm. You know, they think just because they go through the class that they're well informed. The class is just a basic overview. It's not a real in-depth overview of gun safety. You know, it's telling you a few things, but it ain't telling you everything.
It's like, you know, it's almost like driving a car. You know what I'm saying? It's like the instructions show you how to drive, and they show you how to turn. Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to tell you how to slide on that Michigan ice.
That's a fact. But they're not going to tell you. You also got to be a defensive driver.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you. You also, when you're driving behind a car and that motherfucker get to swerve and then hitting his brakes and stuff, they're not going to tell you get over and you going about your business.
Right.
That stuff you learn as you drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to learn stuff as you shoot, as far as, hey, don't leave your gun on the table. Hey, don't leave your gun on the kitchen table.
And you know, and the other thing that should be talked about in training class, safety training class, is what happens, and it's not really getting into legal advice or anything, but what happens after you get into altercation with somebody. You can't leave the scene.
You get
They do it in the CPO
class. Okay, they do it in the CPO class.
But they don't really do it in, like, let's just say you did a basic handgun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that in there because, one, they're not going into all the legal advice because, of course, it's different states, different laws and everything.
Right.
So they'll tell you, like, okay, you got your CPL. You read what's on the back of that card. Like, hey, I just got into an altercation. I'm here. My gun's on the hood or whatever. Wherever your gun is, wherever the guy is, they tell you what to do in that CPL class.
98% of the time, you're going to jail.
Are you definitely going to jail?
Yeah.
You're not going to jail, but you're going into the interrogation room. And you're going to have a conversation.
You might even spend a night there.
So I talked to a few police officers way back when I first got my CPL.
Fuck the police.
He didn't mean it.
So I was talking to him, and they was like, one thing you understand is that, you know, most gunfights happen in 3 to 5 feet. Mm-hmm. And one person is running away. Mm-hmm. So you probably gonna get a few shots off, and then both parties is running because nobody wants to sit there in about the half. Right. Like, unless you robbing a bank or something like that, or you a gangbanger, you ain't got nothing else to do, and it's the police.
Right.
I'm not about to stand there and shoot with you. I'm gonna get boop boop. Is he gone?
But that's when the other people come in and get hit.
Yeah.
Because 3 to 5 feet, and you trying to look and run. So you trying to shoot like this.
You ain't even looking.
You're not looking at the person you're shooting at. You're looking and trying to find where you can cover it, because you know he about to be shooting back.
And then the next thing they don't understand is yes, they are gonna take you down to the precinct. They are gonna confiscate your gun, and then they're gonna have a conversation with you.
Your gun is gone, though. Your gun is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah,
like I've heard horror stories about.
Practically gone for a couple months,
if not a year or so. You might as well just go ahead and buy no gun.
Might as well.
Yeah, like, whatever gun.
Don't have a beautiful gun on you. Like, don't have a baby gun.
That ain't coming back.
Don't have that one of a kind. Is done for.
Yeah.
But you know, but even in those instances, when you run into stuff like that, what if you do injure somebody or whatever, protecting yourself, but then under the ERPO law, they feel like, hey, you know what? He had a domestic violence case 10 years ago. Now that's covered under the ERPO law. Now they come into your house and clean out your safe.
Mm.
That's a possibility.
Where you may not have been in no trouble since then, but you run into this one incident. Now, under the new law,
they might come get all your guns.
They may come to your house, file a petition, just as off on a petition. Then they come in, they taking all your stuff.
And like I said, and that's a whole nother ball game, because
you see what I'm saying?
They walking through your house. I mean, it's a fact though, bro, because it ain't like they putting their eyes down and walking like this and following you to the safe, bro. They like this.
Yeah, they gonna be.
Think about like this. Say you beefing with somebody in the family. And they know about your past or whatever like that, or they know that you got kids there and you ain't got your stuff protected.
I'm just at the whip.
Soon as y'all get beefed out or whatever like that, oh,
feel safe.
Because remember, family members, household members can go ahead and dime you out.
Me personally,
I ain't about to be on nice terms with anybody. If I don't like you, I don't like you.
Me personally, don't let me find out
that you said something.
That's just another reach for them to be inside of your house.
It's just like the whole.
I don't want to say it because it's not a bad thing. The whole seatbelt thing. If you're not wearing your seatbelt, they're going to pull you over.
Unless you got tinted windows.
9 times out of 10, if you downtown, you kind of unlatch your seatbelt. Now they're going to pull you over. Before, they wasn't pulling you over that much back when I was younger. But now they're pulling you over. So I think that was more directed towards black men, young black men, because we wasn't wearing our seatbelts.
So I keep tinted windows.
But I couldn't keep my tinted windows. They kept pulling me over because of my tinted windows.
You know, I got a removable tinted windows.
Man, I'm looking for more. I had to.
Just still like that.
Like a Velcro.
What? All right.
No, but for real.
Mm-mm. All right. So,
fuck. $5 window 10. Hell no.
I mean, they know Instagram. He's like, hey, you got a problem with tinted windows and the police? Hey, just get this. Pluck. Just popped it off.
They pulled me over just because, hey man, that's some bullshit. Get out. Can't believe you bought the goddamn car.
So I know we talked about this lightly a little bit earlier, but does this solve the consumer issues or the underground sales?
No.
Not at all. I don't think nothing will ever solve that, bro.
Nah.
Because like I said, even if you don't do it, people are still breaking into houses, stealing stuff. Yeah. So if somebody got a nice set of guns and their house get broken into, if they gone long enough, them people gonna take the whole safe. If the safe is movable.
Right.
They're gonna take the whole safe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if it's glass, they're gonna break the glass to try to get all the guns that they can.
Right.
So now they got 6 guns on the street that they can sell.
See, now I can't buy no gun off nobody though. I mean, I want a legal one. I want a legal one. A legal one.
Look into the camera for that. No, I mean, it's not gonna stress that, but I mean, if someone's breaking your house, you know, I mean, well, the most you could do is just report that they were stolen.
That's it.
So it'll take the heat off of you.
That's it.
But that's it.
But they still out there.
But see, the problem I have with that, I probably need to catalog all my stuff. Man, you gotta give them serial numbers and stuff like that. I'd be like, bro, y'all want a lot of information. Y'all already got it registered to me. I gotta give you serial numbers.
I mean, it's good to have insurance on them as well.
Are you gonna insurance on firearms?
Yeah. It costs though.
How much?
A lot.
You got it?
No.
Oh. Hey, look,
he sound like he knew about it. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, who is your agent?
I do know about it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you.
Is it through State Farm?
Hell no. State Farm, boy.
Can you bundle it? Hell no.
You can't bundle it. But when you got them, you can have them under insurance. But when you have them under insurance, your insurance is high as hell.
Can I put it under my umbrella policy?
Go ahead, try it. Your umbrella go implode, bro. You be like, wait a minute, why am I paying so much? But no, because I was asking my agent that I got. And he was like, yeah, you can put them on. He was like, they're very expensive. I'm like, well, so what if I go get a handgun? It's like for a month. I think it was like about $500.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What does it cover?
It covers water damage, fire damage.
If it's
in a safe, I cover like holes in the wall just in case something pop off. It cover
house insurance don't cover holes in the wall.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
So they ain't got like a 6-month policy?
Similar to like concealed
carry. I don't know.
It's like USCCA insurance.
Yeah, basically. Something like that. Yeah. But it's just through your insurance company, which is going to tax the hell out you. Like facts.
Dang.
But hey.
Because I know the carry insurance, you know, they got different tiers. I think you get in for like 40 a month. Or like something a year.
They do get them carry The insurances where, you know, if you do get caught up, you know, they got an attorney for you and all that stuff like that. You know?
But I don't feel safe paying $40 a month for an attorney to come get me. I mean, I'm just saying. Let's say I pay $110.
Would he really go
fight hard for me?
I mean,
I'll pay $110.
I mean, it goes into a pot.
Yeah, I'm about to say, car insurance.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you got one car, you pay $100 a month. And then you get into the accident, what they cover? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Because you say it's like $30 a month, right?
Yeah.
He said it was $30 a month.
It depends
on
the
package. You looking at me like I said.
It depends on the company one and then the package that you
get. Let's say it's $100 a month. We go $100 a month. Let's say I get into some shit. 6 months into it, I didn't spend $600 into this. Now, is that lawyer gonna fight for me as hard as a lawyer I would get for myself that I'm paying $500 an hour for?
It's
because I want the best to give me. When my life is online to going to jail or being free, I want the best.
It's supposed to cover legal fees and work loss and stuff like that.
So basically. The tier packages goes from public defender to luxury attorney.
Well, no. Well, the USCCA, their tier, like
do you,
the
you
low
got,
tier.
Do you get the insurance?
No.
Hey, he tells us exactly what's on the infomercial.
Because I've sat in the classes with them, and then I looked at the pamphlet, but it's like the tier is not the, with them, it doesn't. Change.
I don't even like how you explain it.
It does not change the amount of like those lawyer fees. It doesn't change that. Like it's not like no fault versus full coverage insurance. That tier package.
So you get whatever lawyer you get the same lawyer. basically.
Yeah, you're gonna get the same lawyer depending on the package. The tier gives you more education, like they give you free DVDs.
And I don't need that shit. I need a lawyer to come get me out.
You supposed to have that.
At least that's what they tell you.
Yeah. Where's policy at? His policy at 319.
Hey Jeff, you gonna go to that attorney office, it's gonna be in the back alley. You gonna be like, hold on, bro. why we meet in the back of your Chevy, right?
Bro, is that an 89 Caprice you got, bro?
You know you're going to jail.
All right. Now we've touched on this all the way through this, and one of the biggest things that I've been coming across is basically false allegations. And when I'm saying false allegations, you know, could this create false allegations?
P. Diddy, I don't know, bro.
Could this, what?
Oh, I thought you were talking about P. Diddy. My bad, bro.
Can this create false allegations? And when I mean false allegations, you know, there are women out there that create false allegations so they can get out of their marriages. So when we're talking about false allegations, whether they're trying to get out of their marriage or anything else, would this be an issue going forward? Since the law is only like a month old, a month old. So if a woman is in a marriage and she feel like she's in danger, even though she may not be in danger, create this false allegation. Now he has to go to court to defend himself for these weapons. But then this case is also used in a divorce case to say, oh, well, you know, because of the extreme risk protection order that, you know, he has going on right now, I feel like, you know, we should expedite this divorce because of that situation, even though nothing had occurred or anything, clean background and everything.
I get you.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Now I can put this paper down.
My thing is this. She can go ahead and, you know, say whatever, but once it comes out that he didn't do anything, no, I think she should be able to go to jail.
Now, here's the thing. Now, they do have a charge in there for filing a false allegation. That's why I brought the question up. They do have a charge in there for filing a false allegation, which that should go across the board.
It should.
Towards any kind of criminal case.
I agree.
You do notice that that there are videos coming out where people that were in jail, the person's coming clean and said, yeah, I didn't do it. You didn't spend 10, 16 years in jail, but this person's still living their life, living La Vida Loca and everything.
La Vida Loca? What the fuck?
No, La Vida. He just went Ricky Martin on us.
Bro, right.
No, I don't own the rights to that.
I think if they go ahead and do the investigation and everything come out to where he didn't do it, I think now that ex-wife, because she didn't divorce
him, definitely gonna be ex,
should pay all his attorney fees and everything that he had to go through. And I think she should get time, because not only did she waste court time, she wasted the police time to come into the house. She wasted
that's a lot of time
paperwork wasted. That's a lot of stuff you waste just to get out of a marriage that he didn't want to get out of. I think she should at least do at least 6 months.
I say a year.
Dang.
I'm not gonna say a year, because then
$1,000 in fines or a year.
Reason why I don't say
you stuttering. $1,000 or a year.
I'm gonna say this.
No. I don't care about your excuse.
Because
okay,
can you listen?
No, I won't.
This is motherfucker, boy.
So you said $1,000
fine. Or a year.
Or 1 year.
Misdemeanors are a year. It's probably going to be a misdemeanor.
The reason why I say not a year is because now the husband has to adjust his time. What if they got kids? Now he got to adjust his work time around his kids' time.
He wouldn't have had no work time if it would have went through.
Huh?
He wouldn't have had no work time had it went through. Right or wrong?
I said 6 months.
A year. Up to $1,000 fine and a year, and a year in jail.
He like a scorned woman. Man,
he said $1,000. But you know how many people are going to pay that $1,000 quick?
Okay.
Let's think about it.
A lot of people ain't got $1,000 like that, bro. You say, you know, hold on, bro.
They gonna come up with it. They gonna find a way, bro, before they spend the year.
Let me tell you something. It's not easy coming up with just $1,000. All right, here you go. Bro, they're gonna be broke for the next 6 months. Damn near. They might as well be in jail.
I mean, if she start Fee Fighter OnlyFans, she may get it.
Now all these motherfuckers go get it.
You know, I'm just saying.
6 months, they probably got about 40 cents.
You
got
to get people to subscribe to your feet first.
That's a fact.
And what if she got ugly feet?
Somebody gonna like them.
Like them. That's all they gonna do is like it. They ain't gonna pay for them. The fuck?
Look, if you in a bind,
if y'all don't understand,
go on feet fine.
Look, if y'all don't understand these jokes, man, these are just purely jokes. Nah. Like, this ain't.
You gotta make light of this situation at the end, definitely. Because them numbers are crazy.
It is. It is.
A lot of our future is gone already.
Man, lock y'all guns up.
Please lock your guns up. So, you know, we came to that famous part, you know, the part that I love. You know, go ahead and give, you know, your final insight on, you know, all the information that we went over. You know, we're going to start with you because you was the least talking one today.
Man.
Jeff really
said a lot of the stuff that I was thinking, but you know, really the main thing is lock your guns up and educate yourself. First, you got to educate yourself in order to educate your kid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't sit up here and be like, all right, I'm about to tell my kid what 2 + 2 is, and you don't even know. Like, it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? It's classes out there, take them. I mean, like, people, they'll be like, oh, I'm about to go spend $500. Like Jeff was talking about, you know what I'm saying? If the class is $500, invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't start a business without learning about the business. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You can't drive a car without buying it.
Facts.
You know, so you got to invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of trainers out there. And it's like, yeah, take the 4 hours out your day to just, you know what I'm saying, take a class. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's an 8-hour class, you'll take 8 hours and just be at the crib, sleep. What that Everest commercial say?
You're sitting on the couch anyway.
Like, that's the main thing, especially with these kids, man. Lock your stuff up, man. Yeah. Like, don't make it a secret that it is what it is, because they get curious. Teach them. Like I said, when my daughter was first looking under my shirt, I'm like, all right, it's time. You know, so I would go home, you know, and I'm like, all right, what is this? Oh, that's the trigger. You know, okay, you don't point it at anybody until you're ready to shoot. You treat every gun as if it's loaded. You know, make sure it's in a safe direction. Like, even us right here, bro, like, we have our days where we sitting down and we just having our gun day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I pass my gun to Jeff, I expect Jeff to check it, even though I just checked it. You know what I'm saying? You have to instill that and get familiar with it. It's like riding a bike. You know what I'm saying? That muscle memory. Like,
facts.
You gotta know. Like, you know, my man's here. He could pass me a gun. This my man's. He could pass me a gun and be like, this brand new. It ain't even loaded. I ain't even loaded. I'ma still check it. I'ma still check it. And then when I give it back to him, he should still check it.
Make sure it ain't nothing in there.
You gotta be 100% on top of everything. You cannot take it for granted that it's clear. It could not be clear.
Facts.
It happened at the range before.
I can believe that.
No, for real. Somebody brought a gun out and we supposed to check them. Somebody didn't check it. It was on the shelf. When somebody else went to go rent it and the next person checked it. So now they having people put the flags in it. And if they don't put a flag in it, when they bring it back out, we got to send them back in to put the flag in it.
Damn.
Okay. Like, it ain't no more of us put, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to go back in.
That's crazy.
Lock your guns up.
Jeff, no chasing?
Mine, straight, simple, straight, short, bro. Protect the kids. That's it. If you want to lay your gun down, you might as well just put the gun to your own head, for real. Because you...
Look at...
What? Well, I'm being serious, because my thing is this: you old enough, you live. Let that baby grow up. That's just me. That's how I am. I'd rather you lay your head down right next to the bear and pull the trigger. Because that 3, 4, 5, 6 year old is not asking his life to be taken short, or her life. I think
That's harsh.
You should just go ahead and let out a boop, you know? Fuck it. Take yourself out. Leave the fucking kids alone.
So you don't want the kids to die, but you want them to have trauma from...
That's not trauma. That ain't trauma.
How is that not trauma?
Because the kid could be like, damn, he was stupid. He should be old enough. I should, you know what I'm saying? Look, all I'm saying is I'm getting sick and tired of the fucking kids dying, man, in schools, at home.
True, so but now, not a kid ain't got no daddy because he's not.
Let him cook. Because the damn daddy was stupid, bro. If your daddy ain't stupid, your daddy gonna live with you and you go, y'all gonna grow up and he gonna be old, you gonna be young, and y'all be kicking this shit. If he's stupid, then guess what?
Curiously stupid.
Seriously stupid. Bye. You know? If you don't have common sense to put your stuff up around kids, I have no sympathy for you. Because now you got time to tell the kids, hey, don't touch my weed. Boy, you touch my weed, I'm going to fuck you up, boy. You touch my beer, boy, you better not touch my beer. But you got a gun sitting out. I can't deal with stupid people, bro. I just can't. You protect your weed with your life, but you won't protect your kid's life? Why did you bring the gun in the house? Oh, to protect your family.
Yeah.
But you let the kid get the gun? Once again, you lay down. Fuck him.
Boy.
You know, I'm just do my part. I'm not going to say anything.
Like, you are gonna say something.
Gonna say a lot.
I'm not about to.
It might not be on air.
Both of y'all can shut the hell up. Tom, I'm gonna say a lot.
Let's go.
Okay.
Them thoughts running around his head. It's like a king dog.
Shut up. When we talk about our future, and we talk about safeguarding our future, mm-hmm. and one of the things that we definitely want to make sure that we're educated. We always talk about our kids educating themselves, making the right decisions, you know, going to college, starting a trade. You know, we promote all this self-education, mm-hmm. but we don't do the self-education ourselves in order to protect the people that's near and dear to us. Mm-hmm. There's no way that your child should be able to get to a gun. There's mm-hmm. no way that you should have a gun inside of your house and not be able to educate the people in there for anything that may occur, such as somebody breaking in mm-hmm. or protecting them from themselves by them knowing how to use the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a shotgun, a rifle, anything, one thing you should definitely do is educate yourself on how you should carry your gun.
Mm-hmm.
How you should load your gun, mm-hmm. how you should unload your gun, mm-hmm. the maintenance that requires for your gun, taking it apart, putting it back together. You know, you should be running drills in your household in case somebody decides to break in. I ran drills with my son on the shotgun. Here's your room. Here's where the weapon is.
So you got a plan.
When you hear somebody come in and it ain't me, the first mm-hmm. thing you need to do, because I'm coming in, I'm making sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm turning lights on. If mm-hmm. somebody coming in, they ain't turning no lights on.
And they trying to be quiet?
They trying to be quiet. So if they come in, you got to be aware to know that, hey, you got to bust out your room, dart into my room, grab it, take the safety off. You lean over one side of the bed, you hold it to the door. Who that is? Mm-hmm. And if don't nobody say nothing,
that's why we come in here and say, ooh.
When nobody say nothing, then you keep that aim at the door. And as soon as that door fly open, it better be a buckshot going right through the door.
Mm-hmm.
There is no time to waste. There's been too many break-ins and too many people being robbed, mm-hmm. raped, mm-hmm. shot in their own household because they wasn't aware enough, or maybe they didn't have a weapon at all. And then you're sitting there with the gun on the table for kids to see. But just like when my son was younger, I didn't buy him any toy guns because I didn't want him to get the idea that any kind of gun that he see is considered a toy.
Mm-hmm.
No super soakers, none of that stuff. And some people may say, well, you robbed him of a childhood. Yeah, I played with super soakers when I was young, but guess what else? I also knew cats that sit in the backyard with guns in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they showed me? Hey, this is how you hold it. You know? This is what it does. You know, when the MF decide to do something, hey, we make sure we spray them up. That's the conversations we had in the hood. We didn't know no better because they bought the gun off the street. Mm-hmm. So you bringing these guns off the street with no education on how to hold them, but all you know is if there's somebody run up on me, I'm going to aim, shoot, and fire. Then that's the same thing you pass down to the next generation, and what are they doing? And then you get these kids out here that, as Jeff was saying, these weak-minded kids that don't know how to handle the pressure, that don't know how to handle high school, that don't know how to figure things out. So what do they end up doing? They go in and taking themselves out of the game because they think it's an easy way to understand life. Mm-hmm. And they think they're going to hit a reset and be able to do it all over again, but they don't know what's in that afterlife. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's behind them, behind that curtain. They don't know what happens when their eyes shut and they can't open again, but they're so quick to take themselves out of the game because their parents don't let the guns out there in an open safe.
Mm.
So we sitting around here with the miseducation. For one, we already miseducated because we don't get the proper education when we go to school because we go to urban schools. But then we want to go ahead and get something serious arsenal in order to go ahead and protect our family. But then we ain't really protecting our family because we're putting the weapon in the child's hand and not even educating them on how to protect themselves. But you could go out there and tell your son to go ahead and how to fight. Oh, you better go out there and fight. So how are they supposed to go out there and fight somebody they don't even know how to fight?
True.
I can't tell you how many times my cousin sent me into a fight. I didn't even know how to ball my fist up. He ball your fist up and swing. But what's the technique behind it? He ain't even got no technique. You out there just running your arms and windmills thinking you about to hit something with your eyes closed. You ain't never been in that type of environment. So how are you supposed to adapt if you ain't been in the environment? So if you ain't never been to the gun range and you ain't never teach them how to use a gun, they don't know the environment. They don't know what it does. They look at movies and everything and think there's going to be a restart button, but ain't no restart button. Right. So that's why you got these numbers that look like that, because you got weak-minded people out there that's aiming to injure everybody else because they're miseducated. You got these situations that happen at houses where they mishandle a gun because they miseducated. So you got all this miseducation going on because of these guns, because nobody is willing to sit there and take the education.
Yeah.
But then you put these laws in place thinking it's going to protect somebody, but ain't nobody reading the laws. Mm-hmm. So then when they get hit up and trapped up with the laws, then they sitting there looking like, well, damn. I didn't know they was going to come and do all of that. Damn. I didn't know when I pulled this out, I was going to have to go into the interrogation room. Damn. I didn't know if this was going to happen. I need to talk to my attorney. I'm trying to explain it to him at the scene where the crime happened, and they use all that against me in court. Mm-hmm. But it's all a miseducation because it ain't written in front of you for you to understand, because they don't want you to understand that. That's why these laws get passed. That's why the war on drugs got passed. So you can be educated, because it's already kind of against you. Wake the fuck up.
Facts. That was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you don't
want
to be
this is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. My co-host, Jeff No Chaser. We had our special guest, D, here today. You know, make sure you like, subscribe, y'all share our video. Make sure you stay tuned. We got a special song that's dropping. Tory, man, if you watching this, congratulations. I know that baby is coming this weekend, man. Ooh. I can't wait to see what you're going to do as a father. I'm sure that baby is going to have all the talents that you and your girlfriend has. Make sure y'all stay tuned. We got a special song that he gave to us. It's called Scrape. It's talking about being a father. Everything. The song is fire. Hey, we catch y'all in the next recording. Peace.
Your Instagram is define_Detroit_. got this. Sometimes I just be having fun, but this is a deeper topic. Cause y'all really held it down with them their empty pockets. All them Christmases, bringing home electronics. All them days that I was down, you gave me diagnostics. I scraped my knee, I broke my wrist, I broke my nose, I ripped my clothes. Then I broke my nose again. Then I broke it again. But even when I'm ugly, no, I still had a friend. We went through hard times, but I would do it again. Just to look in your eyes and tell you everything was gonna be alright.
Everything is gonna be alright. But it takes time. I need all of you right now. I can't say that I ain't cry. You the only one I wanna make proud. Wanna make proud. But it takes time. We got a love that you can't buy. Nothing else to that. You know that I'ma tell you what you good at. You know that I'ma let you walk on your own when it's time for you to do that. But until then, I'ma hold your hand. Teach you how to stand your ground and when to change your stance. That it's never black and white, help you understand. These complexities of life, gotta do the dance. I'ma try to be the father that I never had. If you don't embrace your crown, I'll be surely sad. But you ain't never really letting me down. Every step you take is gonna be making me proud. Just do it for yourself, don't be pleasing the crowd. You hear me? And no boyfriends, hell no.
Nope.
It takes time. I need all of